When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it's the playoffs and your Steelers are in it. And you got to check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all of your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. If it's editorial and you love to read about the Steelers, Jeff Hartman, Dave Schofield, and the gang have everything that you absolutely want. It's not just your one-stop shop. It's your non-stop shop for Pittsburgh Steelers. So check out these articles, commentary, breaking news. It's all really, really good stuff. That's how I got involved in all of this. And if you like to listen to stuff, well, check out BTSC Radio. Yeah, check it out on the podcast side as well. We're going to have at least three original podcasts every single day. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. I'm the podcast producer, and I'm here once again to talk Steelers. This is a look back at the Steelers week that was. It's the Friends in Low Places edition. Bad, what are you doing? You're not a country music DJ. Why are you playing classic Garth Brooks? Well, when I think about the Steelers, I think about a line in the song, Friends in Low Places. Sweet little lady, I'll go back to the bar and you can kiss my, you know. So the entire song has this character coming back. He is a fish out of water. He's not supposed to be there. He crashes the party. That's exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing. And Kansas City, we're coming back to the field and you can kiss our, you know. So here we go. BTSC wants to continue, you know, recapping the week that was every single week. We do that in season. We do that out season. But they made a mistake. They put it out there and said, hey, who wants to do this? And only one person raised their virtual hand. And it was their most narcissistic writer. It was the one writer that was going to put a bizarre spin on it. It's the guy that's going to talk about Garth Brooks in a football podcast. Yeah, it's me. It's your BAD. So that's why this is called Have a Bad Week, because I am very narcissistic. So let's take a look at a bad week in the Berg together. Sunday, January 9th. All right, here you go. The Steelers needed the planets to align just perfectly to make the postseason due to a less than 8% chance to make the playoffs. 8%. That means 92% of the time this team was not going to make the playoffs, but they bucked the odds. They did exactly just that. It was kind of a little too tense, to say the least, but Steelers overcame Baltimore with a late win. Thank you, Christopher Lynn Boswell. Jacksonville shocked the Colts. And the Raiders, well, they were getting their skull and crossbones ruffled at the end of a game when Los Angeles, the Chargers, decided to insult them a bit by calling a timeout. And they said, all right, forget you. We're going to go ahead and kick the game-winning field goal, and you don't get to go to the playoffs. Thanks for the insult. That's exactly what they did. Next thing you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers have the seventh seed. So when you look at the scores from that day, Raiders 35, Chargers 32 in overtime, Steelers 16, Baltimore 13 in overtime. How about, man, it's the overtime edition. Maybe we should have just called that. How about this? 26-11 Jaguars over Colts. What a shocker. Amazing, as the Pittsburgh Steelers are now in the playoffs. Monday, January 10th. Yes, it's the Tyler Vaughn's alert. Every single week, we get Tyler Vaughn's news. This guy is like the cellist, the famed cellist. In fact, they should, instead of Yo-Yo Ma, we should just call this guy Yo-Yo Vaughn's. The Steelers signed the wide receiver back to the practice squad and released kicker Sam Sloman. How many times am I going to account this? This guy has got to be living out of a suitcase. I got to tell you, he must feel like me with a starter ex-wife. Here today, gone tomorrow. Back again, and see you, pal, a few days later. Who knows what's going to happen at Tyler Vaughn's by the end of the week. And that, my friends, is a spoiler alert. Also, on Monday, the Steelers confirmed that they have asked the league to take a look at the Ravens' aborted play that did not result in a TJ Watt sack for statistical review. A conclusion is expected midweek. TJ Watt lost being the all-time single sack king a few times in Baltimore on Sunday. The Steelers asking for an appeal shows great support for the star, but in the end, it will be like my idea of a great dessert. And that, my friends, is fruitless. The New York Giants fired Joe Judge 2 days after the Broncos canned Vic Fangio, and a day after Black Monday, where the Dolphins, Brian Flores, Bears, Matt Nagy, and Vikings, Mike Zimmer were all let go. Here we go, Steelers Nation. It's your turn. You could now play GM and find room for all of these guys on the Steelers coaching staff like you always do. Also on Tuesday, the Isaiah Bugs era has ended in the Steel City, mostly due to him not being healthy. The guy never got a chance to really take the field this year. There's a chance that Bugs could meet up with the Steelers in the playoffs if the Raiders advance. That would make four major headlines in the Bugs family newsletter. Wednesday, 1-12. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. The Steelers are playing like a number one seed right now, as reported by 93.7 The Fan. Andy Reid trying to not give anyone bulletin board material to the Steelers and keep his team from overlooking the AFC's seventh seed. Flat out, he lied. This is what he did. He lied by proclaiming the black and gold the equivalent of a top seed. We know that's not true. It's kind of like when my third grade teacher, I love my third grade teacher, Mrs. Derrick, she was awesome, told me and my parents that I was a very fine actor in the dental hygiene play in third grade. But the truth is that my performance of Wrong Way Willie, yes, Wrong Way Willie, was choppy and unimaginative, and trying to brush my teeth with real fluoride while singing the song, This Is the Way We Brush Our Teeth, the wrong way, well, wasn't quite a good idea. If they gave Rotten Tomatoes ratings for school plays, I probably would have been in the lowest percentile. And if they gave Razzies for, I would have won Worst Actor. I'm pretty sure. All right. This is definitely becoming a habit. The Bears requested permission to interview Omar Khan for their GM job. If the Steelers want to keep their valuable VP, they got to kind of wrap him up, or soon they may suffer from the wrath of Khan. All right, the Steelers, according to Judy Batista, love this, Steeler fans have donated between $15K and $20K to the three charities supported by Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson, 38, after his game-winning field goal sent the Raiders and Steelers into the playoffs. Check his Twitter for links to the charities if you want to donate too. This is great. I love it. Buffalo fans do this quite a bit. I love to see this from Steelers fans as well. In fact, Pittsburgh fans should express their gratitude by supporting charities of maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars, Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, Chargers head coach Brandon Staley, and me for correctly predicting the 16-13 victory over Baltimore. When it comes to my charity, make checks payable to the Bad Human Fund. Thank you, George Costanza. I like that one. All right. SportsCenter put this quote out. Ben Roethlisberger on the Steelers playoff game versus the Chiefs. We don't have a chance, so let's just go out and have fun. Because of the football world doubting the Steelers with clowns like Nick Wright producing and pronouncing that playing the Steelers is better than a bye week due to the cardio workout that they would get, Ben Roethlisberger made a comment that anybody that knows number 7 would understand the QB was being sarcastic. If you believe that Ben and the Steelers are not going to go out and give it their all, I have some $50 seat licenses to sell you. 50-yard line, great view. Might not be in Pittsburgh, but might be in a little league field, but what you gonna do? Come on. Ben believes in the Steelers. Even my nephew said, Uncle Brian, why would Ben say that? He's offending the fellow players. This is what Ben does. Ben's not offending anybody. They're rallying around Ben. When Ben and the team has a chip on their shoulder, look out, because you know what chip comes after that? Championship. Well, that's not exactly a chip, but it's the best I can do. Thursday, January 13th. What? Kind of had a dream about this, but it was too bizarre. And next thing you know, it's coming out. Taylor Bisciotti says Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster returned to practice today. What? I'm told that depending on how he feels, he could return for this week's wild card game against the Chiefs. What? Look, this is the best news out of left field ever. Let the man dance and live stream all he wants. The Steelers offense is so much more of a unit when number 19 is on the gridiron. Welcome back, Juju. We're going to have more about this, I'm sure. Friday, January 14th, All-Pro, first team, Cameron Hayward, TJ Watt. Was there any doubt? This is amazing. These guys, well-deserved. I do have a complaint, though. It's Minkah Fitzpatrick was not named as an All-Pro as well, not even a second-teamer. Come on. Minkah, man, he saved the playoffs for the Steelers by knocking that ball and finishing the play out of the hands of one, number 5, Hollywood Brown of the Ravens. Man, Minkah's great. He deserves his due. Also on Friday, I frequently mention Arby's weekly in this column and this podcast, but I'm mad. I'm cutting all ties with the culinary geniuses from this point forward. Paper straws. Look, I understand we are taking control. We are trying to save the environment. But paper straws, they break. You don't get half your drink. They give you this waxy taste in your mouth. You clowns ruined my Dr. Pepper. Curly fries be damned. Beef and cheddar's no more. The Raffle Brothers are now dead to me. Ugh, Arby's, you broke my heart. Saturday, January 15th. This is a tweet and an Instagram post and a MyFace and a Facebook from Juju Smith-Schuster. God answered my prayers, and I've recovered from my season-ending shoulder injury earlier than expected. I can't believe it. I get another chance to take the field with this team and play in a playoff game to keep our season alive. Steelers Nation, hashtag, here we go. Man, I'm fired up. First, we learned that Najee Harris's elbow was deemed suitable enough for number 22 to play on Sunday, and now Juju is making a most improbable return. I guess it was just a regular season injury. regular season ending injury because he's in the playoffs. He gets to catch a pass from Ben Roethlisberger, hopefully one last time. Maybe hopefully not one last time. Maybe more times. Has anybody checked in with Tyson Alualu lately? That'd be great. I'd love to see him declare something. All right, here it is, Ian Rappaport. The Texans interviewed Hines Ward, special assistant to the head coach of Florida Atlantic University, and Chargers offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi for their vacant head coaching job today. Well, this surprised a lot of people. A lot of people are poo-pooing this. They're making fun of this. Don't. Do not. I really doubt that number 86 is going to be hired in Houston, but if a team wants a coach that's the equivalent of $2 steak tough, Hines is definitely that guy. If this did indeed happen, the Texans would immediately become my number two team. I would love them, not as much as the black and gold, but I'd love them close. There you go. This is the significant week that was for the Steelers mixed in with my black and gold loving life. I'm sure next week is going to definitely be full of Steelers happenings as well. Maybe we are talking about a divisional game in Tennessee. That would be amazing. So we're going to have to do this again. If they don't make it, we're still going to do it again. Have a great week, but better yet, my friends, have a bad one.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.